Audioboo, and it's Friday evening and I'm walking home up Newark Street, this has also become known as Boo Street, to reflect on something that's hit me today, which is the nature of co-working. I've been looking at, with Phil Campbell, establishing some co-working venues around the city, and it's become clear to me that business owners and business people generally, and even property people, don't seem to realise that there's a differentiation between co-working as a concept and hot desking as an office space provision. Now, there's lots of places where you can rent a desk for an hour or 2 hours, and you get to have whichever desk is available, and that in itself is hot desking. Now, co-working is something entirely different. Co-working, the co-bit of co-working, is collaborative working, and this is usually works in a space where for much of the time the space is used for another activity, perfect example, a cafe. And people who want to collaborate with other freelancers or exchange ideas or fire off one another or get advice off each other, sit down, have particular company without having to think about whether that person wants to be talked to or not, is co-working. You're all there for the same purpose. And this seems to be the part of co-working, in terms of petal co-working, that some of the people who we've been approaching about taking on board, it's a bit like having a book club that pops up that you all talk about the same book. It's like having an after-school club where, you are, I suppose if you can all play chess club, there's chess tables out and the people who go down there are going down there because there's other people to partner at to do chess. It's a similar thing with co-working. And I just hadn't realised the confusion, and it's coming up at one of the co-working spaces that we've been offered. It was absolutely perfect. It had a round table in it, very small room, sit about 4 or 5 people round. You'd got a couple of hours, you might want to check some emails, but you also want to have a little bit of an exchange with people about what projects they're doing, where they've been, what projects they're working on, can their contacts be helpful to you. And you'd sit around the table, all laptop, backs inwards, and you'd know that for the hour or so that you were there, people might ask you questions, or you can put some headphones on and work. But you're generally kind of being friendly, being in the same space, creating a sense of propinquity. There's that word, I love it. I love the word propinquity. But yes, co-working is about propinquity. And hot desking is about isolationist work where you want to work on your own. I think there's a huge separation. Anyway, this was my first time of kind of voicing this, and I'm going to try and write a blog post on it. I'd really appreciate your opinions on co-working, hot desking. What kind of hot desking experiences have you had? What kind of co-working experiences have you had? Co-working and hot desking often exist in the same location. How have the areas been divided? How have the needs of the people using the space adapted to the different concepts? Or do people understand the concept? Is it just me that has just realised that they're two very, very different things? So yeah, thanks for listening. So co-working versus hot desking. Have a wonderful weekend.